precious ones whom God loves so dearly, sharing from my heart in Christ to your hearts, a word I've called, though the vision tarry, wait for it. Now that waiting for it isn't easy, but I say it again. Though the vision tarry, wait for it. I have wasted energy and time and strength, chomping at the bit, so to speak, for the full revival to be happening through my life and ministry call. And the energy I wasted, because God was working a work in me and His timing is perfect. You know what, precious one? His timing is not only perfect with the call on your life, which is His call, by the way. Look in Ephesians 1, you'll see that. But also, the timing is perfect. The timing is perfect in your life, whatever your need is. He's never early nor late, but always on time in our personal lives and our ministry call. And we just need to enjoy the moment, enjoy the presence. It is a present. Hallelujah. So hear what God's word says to our hearts about the vision. Habakkuk 2, verse 3 and 4. I'll read from verse 1. I will stand upon my watch, set me upon the tower. Then we'll watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. So this man is waiting on God, Habakkuk. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain upon tables that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry. In other words, it won't be late. Verse 4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. So we live by faith to believe what God works in us, the will, he'll enable the doing, and his timing is perfect. He's a potter, we're the clay. We don't tell our heavenly potter how it should be. We have to remember he's the God, we're the people. So as we yield in clay, and God by the Holy Spirit will give us the strength and that we can enjoy the journey and lighten up about it, because what is of God, no one can hinder. What's of God in your life and mine, no one can hinder it, precious ones. It will come to pass, one way or another, it will come to pass, praise the Lord. Luke 1, verse 80, it says, the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of showing unto Israel. So you see, there was an appointed time for John the Baptist to flourish in his call of God in his life and his personal life too. But he grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert. In other words, he was in a dry place until the appointed time. Hallelujah. God has a timing for your life and mine. God help us not to be weary in well-doing, knowing that though the vision tarry, the vision is still strong. Keep it strong in your hearts and minds. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, have patience and wait on God, and he will bring it to pass. Amen.